Shabbat Tov, Rabotai. It is the second day of Nisan. This is Rabbi Kovacs. We're continuing in the Mishnah Yomi with the second parak of Kilayim at Mishnah number 11. Mishnah Yod Aleph states, Tvua note al gabei tvua. If grains are leaning over other grains, we recall in the seventh Mishnah in this parak, we said if you have a bet tore, a diamond or triangular shape, then the different species could even be adjacent to one another, as long as they're not actually touching each other, but with a triangular intersection, they could be right up against each other. So now what happens if these grains grow taller and they start leaning over one another? Yerek al gabei yerek, or even vegetable plants that are leaning over other vegetable plants, tvua al gabei yerek, yerek al gabei tvua, or grains on vegetables, vegetables leaning on grains, hakol mutter. It's all mutter. You planted them separately, you planted them in an appropriate arrangement, and now they got taller and they're starting to lean over. It's interesting that if you look at grains nowadays, they've been selectively bred and sometimes genetically engineered to be much shorter than they used to be. So America had a song about amber waves of grain. They don't exist anymore because the grains aren't 3, 4, or 5 feet tall. They're about 18 inches tall nowadays because they've been changed and genetically engineered. If you want to find the original, you have to go back to the einkorn and things like this that are ancient species of wheat that grow much taller. So back then, when they did not have genetically engineered and modified wheat, it was much taller. It was possible for it to be leaning on another crop. So this is all mutter, chutz midilat yavanit, except for the Egyptian gourd. And this gourd has long tendrils and vines that sort of intertwine with something else. So if this gourd was next to a field of wheat, the tendrils from this delat yavanit would start to wrap around stalks of wheat, and that would look like kilayim. That would be a big problem. Rabbi Meir af kishu tepulu mitzri. Meir says, even the kishut, cucumbers, do a similar thing, and the Egyptian beans do a similar thing. Roa ne divrehem midivrei. Rabbi Meir admits, I see the Tanakhama's opinion is better than my own. It's interesting because Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, but here the Tanakhama is someone else. It's not Rabbi Meir, perhaps it's Rabbi Yehuda, one of Rabbi Meir's colleagues, but he says that he had a Mesorah that it was not just the Greek gourds, the Delat Yavanit, but it was also the Kishut and the Pul Mitzri had the same problem. But he says that it's not the case. You don't have to be Machmir for that Lamaisa. Mazel Tov, I'm finishing the second parak, continuing with the first Mishnah in Aruga. Parak base was mostly about fields. We talked about dividing fields into different sections. Aruga is a vegetable bed, a vegetable patch, sort of a smaller area of ground, as we're going to see, and one typically used for vegetables, not for grains. So you plant grains on a large field, and vegetables and spices and kidney oat, things like this, in a smaller area. Aruga shisha tefachim or shisha tefachim. So this aruga is only 6 by 6 tefachim, so 36 square tefachim. It's fairly small. Zorin betorcha chamisha zeronim. You could plant 5 different species within this square patch. Or babar baruchot aruga, 4 different species in 4 corners, echabemsa, and 1 in the middle. Now, if you're looking at the art scroll with the diagrams, there are many diagrams here because there's a discussion in the Bartender about how to maximize the planted space. So either you'd have to leave the 4 corners empty and plant along 4 edges, but leaving the corners empty so that you'd have, again, a Rosh Tor arrangement. Like we saw in the second parak in the 7th Mishnah, there's a kula if there's an intersection between a triangle and a square, between a diamond and a square. So if things meet at a corner, it doesn't look like kilayim, and that's okay. So you could have a diamond in the middle and 4 rectangles around the edges, as long as those rectangles meet at corners. Or another possibility is to plant in the corners and then have triangular gaps and a larger diamond in the middle. So the pictures in the Bartanura and the commentary in the Bartanura explain all of this, of how to maximize the planted space depending on the shape arrangement that you pick for your shishal shisha tefachim garden. If you're into geometry, it's kedai to look into that Bartanura. The Mishnah continues, Hayalo gavul ge tefach, if you had a border around the patch and it's as high as a tefach, and this is sort of a raised border for access to the garden, kind of to cut it off from something else, but it also, since it's raised up a tefach, you have this tefach, the tefach space, it's a separate space, so you can now plant additional things on that. Zorin betoch ha-shloshesar. You have 13 things in your garden, because now you have this additional raised boundary. Shlosha al kol gavul gavul, 3 things on each side of the square border all around, echabemsa, and 1 in the middle. And again, in the Bartanura, it says you could have a large diamond in the middle, and you could have 3 on each side on this raised border, And again, they meet at a corner. They don't when they intersect, it's a Rosh Tor. It's considered a corner, even though it's a square meeting a square, but they only meet on a diagonal, so it's not a problem of kilayim. Mishnah continues, Lo yita Rosh HaLefet betuch HaGvul, but don't plant inside the boundary the head of a turnip. Mipneshahu Mimolehu, it's going to fill it all up. First we say it has large leaves, and those leaves will cover over the other species that meet it at an intersection. It's going to look bad. Rehuda Omer Shisha Bemsar. Rehuda says you can put even six things in the middle. And he does this by the way of making six diamond shapes. So again, they meet at a Rosh Tor. They meet at a corner. They do not overlap boundaries. Shkoyach Rabosai, this is an interesting Mishnah beginning Aruga. Again, if you're into geometry, it's very kedai to look at this. And the whole idea is that you want to be able to plant different things within a small garden in the chatzer or in the backyard. And this is how to do it. This is the beginning Perek Aruga. Zagizot.